Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So our stadiums are open, maybe not at 100% capacity. They should allow more fans in. I went to the Sox game last night with my son, Brett, for his 27th birthday. Had a great time. People could not be nicer, more welcoming. Fans are excited to be there. I saw people masked up on the concourse. They get to their seat. They've got a beer. They drink their beer. They pull their mask back. We had a blast, man. It was a little chilly, but it was awesome. Awesome. And to be, that was the first time I'd been in a major league stadium. In fact, other than a college basketball game, you and I did a few where there were zero fans.
Right.
That was the first time I had been at a sporting event since the end of the 2019 baseball season.
How crazy is that?
Crazy.
I mean, how crazy is that? And think about this. You mentioned the weather yesterday in the White Sox game. I know that you did enjoy it. I know the White Sox enjoyed it as well because you got to get used to that weather once you play in October. Deep in October, it's going to be that same temperature. So you got to get ready.
It was – you got to get ready. And I know that you –
that's me saying that they're going to be in the playoffs.
They're going to be. I'm telling you, relax. So – I know that when they got a two-run home run to make it a 3-0 game, I think it was. And I know you were in the Hood Cave going, here we go again, freaking Twins. And I'm thinking, just relax, Hoodie. You and Chuck Garfine, just relax. I know it's the Twins. Kenta Maeda is not that good. Dylan Cease had a hiccup. Yes, he struggled in the second inning.
Yep.
And then he rebounded and was really good. Mm-hmm. I bet him on the strikeout number, and he went over. That guy's stuff is electric, electric. But when Grandal missed the pop-up in foul territory with Moncada, to hear people around us so mad. But it was great to be in a stadium.
Oh, sure.
To hear people talking baseball and booing a play. It was just a feel-good night, man.
I want to find out also about what was it like being at the ballpark with some of the other things that we're used to as far as going to concessions and everything like that. But just let me make sure it's very clear. The difference between me and you or others that say, well, this is a new season, wipe the slate clean, is because the difference is that I got facts. You know, I have facts. The facts are is that since 2013, the Sox were 60-82 against the Twins. Now, we can see the Twins are off to a bad start this season, and that makes me feel good. But, of course, you're always cautious. I mean, we're going to take on the Twins a ton here. We've got to go to Minnesota later on this month. So the thing is that you don't want Minnesota to stop you from being where you want to be. That's all I'm saying.
I get it.
Because they have really been the hammer for a long time. It's just facts. That's all. I mean, it's one thing to have the opinion of just saying, well, you know, don't worry about it. I mean, hey, that's the past. No, it's the present. And that's something that the Sox have to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And all I have is the facts that they were 60-82, but they played well. I want the Sox to win the series. Hopefully that happens tonight.
So it was just to be in a stadium. And I've been in, I said I hadn't been at a game since the end of the 2019 baseball season, the last game I did at Wrigley.
Yep.
I had been in a college basketball stadium because we did some games pre-pandemic.
Sure.
I'm talking about as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember another game that I've been to since the last game of the Cubs season in 2019.
So what about, you know, the one thing about Guaranteed Rate besides just the great baseball is the concessions. The food is just great there.
Yep.
So what does that look like?
So when we were in section 142, row 26, and we went up, and you can only go from like one where we were. You, if you walked up the concourse or walked up your aisle and turned left, you could go four or five sections over, and then there's a barrier with an usher there. Can't go any farther because they do not want people traipsing all over the ballpark, and heaven forbid if there was something going on, if they had something, they don't want you to be able to take it with you around the park. That way they can keep you to this very small area. There are not a ton of fans in each area. I think the max they could sell was 10,400, and there weren't that many because it was chilly. I'm going to guess there were 8,500 people there total.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way they know, you know, contact tracing. I bought my tickets. They have my credit card. They know how to contact me. And people took it serious, man. People were masked up on the concourse. There was social distancing in line to get concessions. I thought it was an awesome experience.
That's good. That's good. It just, what it is, when I hear that, that means that we're going to get back to some normalcy pretty soon here. That's one step on the normalcy, but that means more people in the ballpark by the time we get to the 4th of July, August, September. I don't know if we'll ever see it full on either side of town, but it'll be more like what we are used to. Multiple fans, like tons of fans in the stands, having a great time, drinking, eating, and just having a good time, you know, like we used to before the pandemic.
Right. I'm going to a Cubs game in June, and I have a friend who's been already, and he said, awesome experience.
Good.
Phenomenal. So both sides of town are trying to do all they can to keep you safe, make it a really cool experience. And Brett and I had a blast, man. We had a blast.
That's great.
So,
as far as the ball game is concerned, it was Maeda against Cease. Did you have a hard fall again?
I get excited. I hit the console. My Apple Watch goes, did you suffer a fall? Are you okay?
Cap, I know you had a great time, but don't get your Apple Watch upset.
Exactly.
He thinks that you had a hard fall.
Tells it every day.
Why don't you just say yes one time to see what happens?
Oh, God. There'll be paramedics come running.
Yes, I have had a hard fall.
Yeah, who has the Apple Watch? Clear.
I'm sorry. You might need that, by the way. Even if you don't need it. Just get that's probably good for the soul.
Yeah, no.
Clear.
I've had it. It's no fun.
Yeah, but you were dead. So you take a look at the White Sox. Look at the White Sox with Cease. So here's what you saw. You saw a little bit in bucket A, which is Cease from last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a struggle, not overly struggle, but a little bit of a struggle getting the fastball over the middle, giving up a home run, 3-run homer, right?
I think it was a two-run homer.
On the other side, you saw Cease throwing some like Bugs Bunny nonsense, right? Making guys look silly up there with his off-speed stuff. That's the Cease that you've been seeing as of late.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a little bucket A, a little bucket B from Dylan Cease. But I enjoyed it. Now, you just like the other two starts, let's see if we can get into the seventh inning by having 100 pitchers or less in seven innings.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was five hits, three runs, seven strikeouts. The bullpen held their own. But what I love is the resolve, Cap. Any team that you root for, if your team's behind, you want to feel like you got a chance, right? To see Grandal up there, who's been walking a ton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have to walk yesterday because he just trotted home. No, you have to walk this day.
That
now
ball
you're gonna
was
trot.
Smoked.
Good for him. He got something to hit.
He
see,
did.
When we talk about elevated fastballs, right? Just give me something to hit, and I'll drive it. And that's exactly what happened with him. The same thing with Abreu. So I was very pleased with the White Sox offensively yesterday.
This is Dylan Cease on trusting his pitches.
I've really been honing in and practicing on them. You know, my off-speed pitches are a weapon for me, so there's no reason for me ever to back away from it. So, you know, even if I don't execute one, I still have the faith that I'm going to execute the next one.
Is it is it just a natural maturation for a pitcher like yourself to not want to just throw hard when things get tough and just, you know, understand that you have four quality pitches?
Yeah, you know, a big thing is the scouting report as well. You know, I mean, we know which guys are more susceptible to what too. So, just going in the game with as much information as I can, and knowing that if I execute a good off-speed pitch, it's going to be very hard to hit. But yeah, I mean, I'm right now. I have a lot of trust in all my pitches.
So he had a lot of trust. He was struggling in the second inning. Just couldn't command anything.
That'd be bucket A.
Yeah.
That's from last year.
And then in inning three, four. So the strikeouts, it's funny, if you are a sports gambler like I am, you have to do some shopping. PointsBet, DraftKings, FanDuel, BetRivers. You got to look and go, let me check these strikeout numbers. Because Dylan Cease has wipeout stuff.
Yes.
It was 5.5 on PointsBet. It was 6.5 on DraftKings.
And how'd you do?
I won. He had, I think, 7 or 8.
Yeah, 7 strikeouts yesterday.
And he got 2 in the first inning. I'm like, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting lit up in the second inning. His pitch count's at like 40. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
That one strikeout on Simmons, Simmons still looking for his jock. He like he had a broom, was just trying to sweep out the cobwebs. I don't know what that swing was. Just like, ah.
And then the same thing to Josh Donaldson late.
Yeah, just, I mean, really good, right?
In the start, yeah.
That makes you feel good because what do you like as a fan? To see something that you're not expecting.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So coming into the season, we're saying, oh, you know, I'm all in on Giolito, all in on Keuchel. Look at the back end of the rotation. You're getting stuff from Rodon and Cease that you didn't expect.
Correct.
As I told you in the winter, I said, only Cease doesn't know he's got good stuff. We all know he's got good stuff, but now he's harnessing it. And the off-speed stuff is just phenomenal.
And then Crochet came in out of the bullpen, did the job. The
Crotchet
Rocket.
Oh, man.
Here is more from Dylan Cease, how he had to keep his composure and his confidence.
That was one of those games where, you know, it's kind of a grind. I let it get away from me a little bit. A little erratic there in the middle part of the game, but, you know, finished strong, kept him at 3, and the offense picked us up.
And that's it for Dylan Cease.
What has it been like for you having the confidence you obviously are building on your last several starts that can help you in a game like this tonight?
Easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think it just helps you stay, or helps me stay calm in the moment. I trust my stuff more now than I ever really have. So, yeah, it's pretty much just continuing to build that confidence.
All right, that's enough.
How about your offense?
That's enough.
Thank you.
All right. Now, here's the problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
I understand the social distancing, the Zoom, but it's nothing like, let's get back to normalcy. Let's have the reporters in the room so there's not a pace bus between
the question and the answer. Right, you can drive a truck through the
space. Oh, for God's sake, Cheryl, get the question in there.
Let's go. Turn the mute off.
And so, let's go. question answer. Let's go. That's the problem in the Zoom era of this night. Like, I'm sure that, like, for some of the reporters, like, cool, either I can go to the game and I don't have to be in the locker room. I can just ask my question. I feel comfortable. Is that good for audio, though? JR's got to be able to just try to bring things together. That's like the question answer, just like Harry used to do. Get out of the way. I'm going to ask a question. What about the pitching?
Right? But what about the pitching?
What about the pitching?
You make the call.
Not that Harry.
Different Harry. All right. 312-332-3776. I've got a huge night ahead. 6 o'clock tonight, man. It's big.
You thought last night was big, but tonight's even bigger.
Bigger. We'll tell you about that next.
Take that.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap J-Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
So it's NFL schedule release day.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like the Bears are going to open. I was just able to confirm with someone that the Bears are going to open in L.A. on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, God.
And you got later in the season, Bill Belichick hosting Tom Brady in New England on Sunday Night Football. You've got the Chiefs and the Browns in week 1. Like, we got to get into it, but it's so exciting.
The NFL knows how to do it right. Right. This is not the little old lady in Winnipeg that cross-checks teams and says, this team would be good against this team, like doing the National Hockey League.
Right.
This is someone that understands the marketing of it and selling of the NFL. What do the fans want to see week 1? Give us the best matchups. Let's go.
Exactly.
That's what the NFL's about.
Agreed.
So.
Agreed. There are some really interesting week 1 matchups.
And no sleep, by the way, week 1 for us.
None.
Right through Sunday night.
Sunday night football.
Danny's least favorite time, the Sunday night football
right.
game.
And then Monday night football. We should do it from Vegas, Danny. Get Mike's credit card. It's the Ravens at the Raiders in Vegas on Monday night football, week one. Can you imagine how great that would be?
I don't think Mike's got to the position he is by sending his morning show to cover two teams that don't represent the
city. We're not covering them. We're talking football in Vegas.
Why do we need to be in Vegas? Listen, I'm all for a free trip to Vegas. I just don't see the boss being like, let me write a check to send these guys to Vegas to cover two teams that Chicago don't care about.
I can't wait. We get the official schedule tonight, and then 7:02 tomorrow, we do win-loss. It's going to be great.
Oh, I've got the Bears 13-4.
You guys realize you will be the first show in the city that will break down a 17-game regular schedule. I mean, this will be a trivia question one day. Which show was the first show in the history to break down a 17-game Bears schedule?
Take that.
Never thought we'd see it, but of course, you know, you can't stop progress. 17 games. Hopefully one of those games won't matter and the Bears will be able to solidify a playoff spot. And that way everyone can rest or whatever they want to do with game 17.
Cowboys at Buccaneers. Oh, Cowboys at Buccaneers Thursday night football. Dax back at Brady.
Yep, too bad you won't be able to see it.
Excuse me?
It'll be on Amazon. Someone's going to hook that up for you.
Mindy! Get that Prime thing going.
Did the NFL consider the old people trying to figure out, how come it's not on Channel 7?
Yeah.
They'll be looking for it, right? I don't see it on Channel 26. Is it on the U?
No.
Is it on Power 50?
No.
Where do I find it?
If my mom was still alive, because she's not a huge wasn't a huge football fan, but she would watch. She would be calling. I cannot find this football game you're talking about.
Yes.
Mom, do you have Wi-Fi? What?
Exactly. That's a problem.
She gave her iPad to my sister-in-law Wendy. I can't figure this thing out.
Yeah.
Okay, Mom. It's not that hard.
No, it is hard for a lot of people.
It is.
The Bars will be successful, I tell you what, this fall. But you were saying about your huge night.
So I'm playing in a men's baseball league. Not softball.
Oh, God.
Not slow pitch. Well, I will be slow pitching, but
we'll see.
It's baseball. And I got to join this really awesome team. We're the Nationals. And so, like, 10 days ago, I got an email from the manager of the team, Scott Cole. He's like, Kurt, you'll be pitching game one, and on the 12th, Cap, you're starting in game two. Yes. So we play tonight in Bensenville.
Uh-huh. And what's the name of the place?
Bensenville Park. I don't know what they call it.
Can anyone come?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listeners
show up the last time when I grounded out the short. They left.
Let me ask you a question. You know that you're pitching in Bensenville. You don't know where it is. Is it at Victory Auto Records? Where are you going to be pitching?
I have an address somewhere. I don't know.
It's Victory Auto Records, I believe. I believe that's where you're going to be.
What's the name of your league? I'll find out where you're playing right now.
MSBL, Men's Senior Baseball League, where Chicago North is the division.
That old car is worth money. That's where you're going to be. That's where you'll be playing. Bensenville, but you don't know where it is.
I have it in my phone somewhere, the address. I just put it in the GPS and I go.
There's a guy that's locked in tonight.
I am ready to go.
What are you, your mean Mercedes? You're going to...
Getting out of here as soon as the show ends and I'm going to take a nap.
You're going to miss it because of traffic like Mercedes last week?
Come on. No shot.
Get locked in. Address, direction, ready to go.
I'm fired up.
Okay, so would you rather play second base or would you rather pitch?
Pitch.
You want to be in the, of course, center of the action, right? Where all the attention is.
I don't know about attention because it could be bad attention.
No.
Line drives are going all over the stadium.
You want your own spot because where else can you have your own attention? Right in the middle of all the action. I'm the pitcher.
Tell us you're a pitcher. You're sure not much of a dresser.
Yeah, so there you go.
We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son.
Well, so there you go. So what's going to be your best pitch? What are you going to throw? Got a good fastball?
I think it's okay.
Four seam.
Mm-hmm.
Any palm ball? Any kind of because you got to have movement, right? It's all about movement.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have something else up your sleeve?
I have a slider,
mm-hmm.
and then I have a fork ball, kind of a palmy fork ball-y thing.
Little Keith Folk action.
Yes,
I see.
Yes,
so I have a little fork ball there. That's good.
Right.
Okay. So how often will you throw the off-speed stuff?
A lot.
So you'll be Steve Stone up there, right?
Pretty much.
Stoney. Have you seen some Stoney tapes?
I have.
Steve's got a nice, easy wind-up, and the way he was able to be a Cy Young Award winner is because he wasn't trying to deal with the fastball. He got by with cunning and guile.
He did. Just like, and a dirty curveball.
Just like sweaty Freddy Garcia.
That's it.
You can always tell he was partying the night before because of the heavy sweat. Didn't have a lot, but the off-speed stuff was always great.
Always.
A lot of movement up and down.
I just got to throw strikes, man. Just
you're
throw
playing
strikes.
At Memorial Stadium,
yeah.
Redmond Sports Complex in Bensenville. Memorial Stadium, Redmond Sports Complex in Bensenville. We would like all the listeners that are in the area, please go out and see Cap. If you could tweet
Six
us,
o'clock.
Instagram us, get any video of him pitching to the Cap and Jay Hood show, we would greatly appreciate it. Greatly.
Now, listen. Now, Danny, as I said, if they want to set up the Twitch, right, I'll go out there. If you just give me a mic, I'll take care of the play-by-play. But it's up. I will only do it on Twitch.
That would be phenomenal.
I mean, I don't mind doing that once with this guy pitching. Oh, you want that documented. You want to see those home runs documented.
That would be hilarious.
Dude, that might be our highest watched Twitch of all time. Even bigger than the Super Bowl Twitch.
I don't mind doing it. If Travis will set up the Twitch, I'll be glad to provide. And give me a lineup, please. And I'll take care of it. Especially if Cap's pitching. Oh, God.
That would be amazing.
The best would be you would be sitting in the stands.
Yes.
And I listen, besides friends and family, I doubt there's a lot of people there. So everyone would hear your loud, booming voice as you call the game.
That would be so great.
Kaplan in the wind and the 2-2 filed away. Two balls, two strikes to count.
So I'm excited to do this, mm-hmm. like really excited.
Yeah, I'm done with the baseball season for UIC, so I don't mind doing a little bit for you, if they could, but I will not do it just into a recorder. I would do it so our Twitch audience could be able to see you getting rocked. I want people to be able to see that. I want to see how fast your neck can turn around after a line drive base hit in the left field.
Okay, so here's my question. I think I know where your loyalties are.
Yes,
the
with
two
you.
Dudes on the other side of the glass, would you prefer that I go 2 1/3, 9 hits, 7 runs, walk 6, or, wow, he actually threw a complete game 4-hitter and they won 3-2.
Oh, I mean, I would prefer for you to do well. That way you've got bragging rights. Then you get overconfident and then you get rocked the next
day. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I want.
Danny, can I take that?
Can you take it? I'm holding up number one so you do.
Okay. Hi, Trina. Hi, Trina.
How are you? I'm good.
Trina's in Elk Grove Village, and I think I know which Trina this is. Is your husband Chuck?
No. Yes, I am.
Chuck Scheit, who is a stud on our team. Stud.
All right.
Are you coming out tonight?
I'm going to be there at 3 o'clock.
What do you mean 3 o'clock?
It's a 3 o'clock game.
No, it's not.
I swear to God.
It's going to really mess with my prep. I got to go. I got to leave. I don't think it's at 3. I think it's at 6.
Cap, are you the 6?
Oh, no, you're right. I'm sorry. Now, Chuck's probably listening to this and is embarrassed. Okay, it's a 6 o'clock
game. 6 o'clock game, Bensenville.
I wish it was 3. That way you'd be out there by yourself. That'd be great, Cap.
Ha, ha, ha.
Can you imagine I come walking up and they're like in the 6th inning? Dude, where the hell were you?
Trina's insulting you. The 65 and older Nationals play at 3. She thinks you look older than 60.
Yeah, there's no shot. And by the way, who's at the top of those standings?
Chuck just texted me and said, it's 6 o'clock.
Thank God. I was like, I got real troubles here. Real troubles.
I'm looking forward to seeing you later.
I am looking forward to seeing you. Trina is a hairstylist. I am ready. As ready as I'm ever going to be.
That's wonderful.
Chuck said you've been practicing with Fogarty a lot.
I have. I've been out working. I've been throwing side sessions, the whole deal. I'm ready to go.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
All right, Trina. We'll see you tonight.
All right. Take care.
Bye. There you go.
So long, Trina.
Trina's awesome. Awesome. So
I wish you were
God, if it
three.
Was at 3 o'clock.
Oh, God!
I would be like,
my nap!
Mike, I gotta go! Got home late last night. I gotta get a nap.
Oh God, 3 o'clock. Now your eating regimen. Now, what are the athletes like you? What do you have for fuel?
I'm gonna have some yogurt.
Yeah.
With a little natural, unrefined, raw honey. Danny put me onto that with some blueberries and some eggs.
I had that once. The unrefined honey.
Yeah.
Then I got married.
So. That's it.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Little few eggs and ready to go. Danny, is that a good meal for the armchair nutritionist? It's not bottle caps, but...
I would not recommend the eggs.
Why?
Protein is hard to digest. It takes a lot of energy for your body to... Now, listen, you're pitching in a baseball game. It's not like you're running a marathon or doing anything really excruciating as far as an exercise goes. Mm-hmm. But when you eat protein, it's hard for the body to digest. The body actually has to work harder to digest protein.
Mm-hmm.
So you're using some of your energy to digest the eggs instead of saving that energy for pitching the baseball.
So what do I eat today?
I would eat a big salad. Like a really good salad with, you know, a bunch of vegetables and stuff in there.
How about
there.
The yogurt?
Easy to digest carbohydrates. That's fine. The yogurt's fine. I would avoid sugar. Like, I wouldn't go too crazy with the honey because then you're going to have that insulin spike and then you're going to fall off the charts. A glass of bone broth, some mineral water, and a really big, impressive salad.
God, I'll gag.
Bone broth, huh? I mean, right before you pitch?
Really?
You drink bone broth like you drink tea. It's really good for you, Hoodie.
Now, I don't mind the tea. The bone broth, though, that's in the cabinet someplace.
You got bone broth? You need me to bring you bone broth?
Nope. Got it in the cabinet someplace. I know I have that someplace. But just so you heard what the armchair nutritionist told you.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you can find that on the ESPN Chicago app. A brand new episode coming this week from the armchair nutritionist. You got to check it out from Danny Zetterman. So he gave you the the blueprint. So mm-hmm. So you're still going to go with Melnati's pizza?
No shot. They'd have to roll me out to the mound. All right. Here's the question for you. We need your participation. If there was one open table at Chicago Cut, the pandemic's over. We are back to 100% capacity. It's a gorgeous summer night. The patio's full. The dining room is full. And there's one table open. Which current Chicago athlete, not Derrick Rose, he doesn't play for a Chicago team, which current athlete on any Chicago team gets that table? That's your question.
Take that.
312-332-3776. Next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. This is Breaking News, powered by PointsBet Sportsbook.
Whoa.
On Chicago's home for sports.
Look out.
ESPN 1000
Hold
and
on.
The ESPN Chicago app.
We turn to veteran newsman Dan Zetterman with breaking news here on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show. Dan.
Good morning from the newsroom, gentlemen. Field Yates of ESPN is now reporting the full slate of Week 1 games for Fox and the full slate of Week 1 games for CBS. I now throw it to our correspondent in the field, David Emmanuel Kaplan.
Thank you, Dan. The full slate of Week 1 Fox games begins with noon starts. The Vikings at the Bengals.
Like the Vikings, all right, okay.
Okay. The 49ers in the noon slot at the Lions.
49ers, Garoppolo healthy, went on the road.
Over Jared Goff and the Lions.
Yep.
Noon start, Eagles at Falcons. Falcons getting off to a 1-0 start.
Yeah, I would say so too.
Eagles suck.
Yes.
Noon kickoff, good game. Seahawks at Colts.
Seahawks having to travel east. If our game one, Colts. New quarterback in place?
Yes. Carson Wentz.
Boy, that's a tough one.
I'm going to say the Seahawks surprise him.
Seahawks in a field goal there in that spot. In
close, like 24-21, something
yep,
like that.
Close game.
31-28, something
yep,
like that.
Yep.
The Broncos in a 4:25 window.
Eastern.
Going eastern to New York to take on the Giants. It's a dog game.
Who's the Broncos quarterback?
Drew Lock, as of now. Or Teddy Bridgewater.
It's not Rodgers?
Not yet.
Okay. Giants win, close game, a full house at MetLife, 7 points.
And Saquon Barkley makes his return from an ACL injury suffered in Chicago last fall.
Giants win that game. By the way, take the under.
And I agree. Packers at Saints will be America's game of the week, 325 Central.
I don't know who the Packers quarterback is.
Probably no Rodgers, no Brees.
So is that Jordan Love against Jameis?
Jameis Winston.
Oh, God.
Taysom Hill. Jordan Love versus Taysom Hill.
Saints win that game because I don't know who the quarterback is of the Packers. If it's not Rodgers, Saints win that game in a runaway.
All right. Then the full slate of week one CBS games. Noon kickoffs for Jaguars at Texans. Trevor Lawrence against I don't know who.
Oh, God.
Who did they draft? Davis Mills?
Yeah, I don't know.
No way it's Deshaun.
Jaguars win, but it won't be easy. First game on the road for the Jaguars, yeah. They'll win the game.
Okay. Steelers at Bills at noon. That's a damn good game.
Don't want to slide that to prime, huh?
Yeah.
that's a hell of a game.
That's a hell of a game.
Roethlisberger's last shot with the Steelers. Josh Allen coming into his own. That is a Bills victory in Orchard Park.
Jets at Panthers, which means Zach Wilson starts at Sam Darnold against his own old club.
That's a dog game.
That's a dog game.
I think the Panthers will win the game.
Other than the quarterback matchup, there's not a lot to like there.
Don't like
that. Also at noon, Cardinals at Titans. That's a good game.
Good game. Cardinals on the road, though, against a strong defense for the Titans.
Yep.
Can he get it done on third down? That's the question for the Titans, which had a problem with that last year. I will say the Titans will win that game.
Okay. Also at noon, the Chargers going east to Washington to take on Ronnie Rivera and the Washington Football Club.
What's Ronnie got for a quarterback there?
Kyle Allen and Taylor Heineke.
Oh, God. Still haven't fixed that yet, huh?
It's not.
Chargers come across the country, win the game. They get to the hotel on Thursday, and they spend time in D.C. They'll be ready for Sunday.
All right. And then the late window in the afternoon, an awesome game at 325. Browns at Chiefs.
Chiefs in a runaway.
Runaway?
Yeah, Chiefs in a runaway. Fixed offensive line. Patrick Mahomes got something to prove.
I beg to differ. I think it's going to be a great game right down to the end.
I think the Chiefs will take care of that in the fourth quarter.
All right. I think the Browns are going to be really good. And also at 325, Tua.
You're not even a Baker guy in saying that.
Right.
Okay.
They got a good team. Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins at New England against the Patriots.
Is that Mac Brown? Mac Jones, rather?
Mac Jones or Cam Newton or Jared Stidham.
This is breaking news, powered by PointsBet Sportsbook on Chicago's home for sports.
Look out!
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
We turn to veteran newsman Dan Zetterman with breaking news here on Cap and J Hood. Dan,
gentlemen, official from Mike Florio of Pro Football Focus. The Bears will visit the Rams to cap the first Sunday of the league's first 17-game season on NBC, the team we care most about.
There you go.
It is official.
SNF.
Also, boys, he's reporting that the season will begin with Cowboys at Buccaneers.
Thursday Night Football. So good.
In Tampa, right?
You are correct, sir.
In Tampa, correct. And then Monday Night Football, it's going to be the Ravens in Las Vegas against the Raiders.
Now, that first game is a Thursday night game. That is on Amazon or NBC?
That's the question. I believe it's Amazon, and then you have to give it local clearance in each of the two markets.
Oh, boy.
Right.
That's going to be tough for some people.
Ma and Pa Kettle, if they're not in Vegas or Baltimore, are really in trouble.
No, the Cowboys-Bucks will be NBC. NBC announced that Cowboys Bucks will launch their first 17-game slate
How
in
about
the league
that?
History.
Oh, good.
So it's NBC.
Good.
All right.
Y'all give me some time to get the wires together.
That will be game number one of 272 NFL games this season. Most ever played in 1 year.
Wow. That's awesome.
I love our predictions on week one on May 12th.
And we also have confirmed
no idea
Thanksgiving. They haven't put the time out yet, but the Bears will be playing on Thanksgiving, which I love.
Is that breaking news?
Not yet. It's a loose report.
It's a loose report?
Bears at Lions.
It's a loose report.
Well, that's the first game. It's always the first game. So that's the 11 o'clock start.
Yeah, so you get Bloody Marys in the morning, get your plays in for the day, and you start going.
And 80,000 people upset going home in Detroit. So that's a tradition.
It's a tradition there.
Well, let's go to the game. We lost again. Let's go to the game. Thanksgiving. I'm ready. Lost again.
Oh, no. We
lost
again.
Lost again. So that'll be the early game then.
Okay, so here is the question. Let me set this question, and we'll get to calls. The question is, like, people hear what they want to hear.
Sure. Just
your Chicago cut gets a huge smattering of celebrities. David Flom and Matt Moore do a great job at creating this awesome Chicago steakhouse experience, mm-hmm. inside and outside on the patio. There's one table available. Place is packed. Pandemic's over. Place is packed. Which current Chicago athlete has enough swag that they are the one that gets that table?
I already have my answer. Do you have yours?
I do.
My answer is Tim Anderson.
My answer is Patrick Kane, and it's not even close.
It's Tim Anderson. He's got the most swag in the city. He comes in there with a smile, you know, joking around, comes in there with his wife, has a good time. They're going to be like, yes, take the table, sir, right here.
So
Tim Anderson gets that table.
I don't want to argue with you, Hoodie, because you know I hate to argue with you. But let's say the young man or woman, the hostess at Chicago Cut that has to seat Tim Anderson, you think when he walks in, he or she is going to know who he is unless he says, my name's Tim Anderson? Just looking at his face.
Oh.
I'm just wondering, is he that big of a star that people recognize Tim Anderson? Could they pick him out?
Like Danny thinks that Khalil Mack would be far more recognizable walking in.
Because he looks like a superhero. The size of him, the mass of him.
I don't know. The guy that changed the game for Major League Baseball can't get a table at Chicago Cut.
But we're talking about how many people really watch baseball, pay attention to baseball. Plus, listen, no disrespect. You know, this is the South Side Station. We love the White Sox here. But he's on the White Sox, and until this year, they weren't that relevant in conversations to be had about baseball. I'm just wondering if, by appearance alone, you know, he walks in, they're going to be like, oh, my God, it's Tim Anderson. Like, well, does he get that on the street?
Right, and
I don't think Patrick Kane gets that on the street.
No, I don't disagree with you. He just looks like a regular dude that could work in any accounting firm in downtown
Patrick
Chicago.
Kane absolutely gets
that,
it.
That's why I think Khalil Mack's that guy, because he looks like a superhero.
Like the part, a big guy.
Danny Correct. And I were on the field at Bourbon A, and Khalil walked right by us, and we're both like, oh, God.
Monster.
And then Danny and I, pre-pandemic, got seats first row at the White Sox Brewers spring training game in Peoria.
Yep.
We went there. We were in the first row. Rick Renteria was this
Cap's
close to me.
Cap's fist bumping Rick Renteria while he's managing a baseball game.
Yeah. He's like, hey, Cap. And we're fist bumping while the game's going on. And there are two guys in the on deck circle. Two. Luis Robert and Eloy Jimenez. And Danny went, those guys are bigger than Khalil Mack. It was scary how big and strong they were. So that's the question. One open table, Chicago Cut, and every pro current athlete in Chicago shows up, man or woman, who's getting the table from David Flom. That is next.
Take that.
Cap. G-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Okay, so the question that we're asking, we'll take your calls throughout the show. Don't forget, Jesse's joining us at 8, Anthony Rizzo from Cleveland at 9. Looking forward to that. There's one table open at Chicago Cut. Place is packed. Summer, the patio's jammed. The inside's jammed. The pandemic is gone. And every current professional athlete shows up.
Yes, that means
man and woman.
Khalil Mack's there. Zach LaVine is there.
Candace Parker.
Candace Parker's there. She could have a table anytime.
You take that.
Oh, absolutely.
She's awesome.
She have my seat.
So, and
you can,
sidebar.
You can share it.
I don't want to share a seat with her. She's much taller than me.
Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, you may.
So Brett and I were at the game last night. We're getting ready to go to a Cubs game in a couple weeks. And we're going to go see Candace Parker play. I'm buying tickets to see a Sky game.
I will be there if I can.
She's legendary.
Yes.
That's a bucket list. I want to check it off.
It's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
It's a Hall of Famer. Her and Delino DeShields' daughter.
Diamond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good 1-2 punch.
So already. We're going to go see that as well. Yeah. Anyway, the question is, all these athletes are at the door at Chicago Cut.
Here's the phone, buddy.
Who gets the table? There's one table.
Take a call. Here's the phone.
Let's go to the phones. George is in Old Town. Hey, George, what's up, Sparky?
Got to give it to Justin Fields, 6'3". He's got his sidekick Jenkins with him. We got to fatten him up. Go Bears.
Thank you, George.
There you go. Thanks, George. Appreciate it.
Justin Fields. I'm not sure if they know who Justin Fields is. I know who he is.
I'm going back to my question with Tim Anderson. Justin Fields walks into the restaurant. Does anybody say, oh, boy, that's Justin
yes.
Fields?
Played at freaking Ohio State.
Okay, if you're a college football fan.
I know he is. I don't think Chicago knows him yet. Next call.
Okay. Brett is in Willowbrook. Hey, Brett, man, what's up?
Hey, guys. All right, Hoodie, I love you, but Tim Anderson is a ridiculous answer. I mean, half the city wouldn't even know him if you say his name to them. Like, probably. I always think about these things in terms of my wife, my mother. They're casual fans. They would have no clue who Tim Anderson is. They would absolutely know Patrick Kane. So I think that's probably the right answer, Cap. I agree with you. But I think Rizzo's a close second. You know, Rizzo's been here a while. He's a really known, popular guy. So either of those two. But, I mean, Anderson I don't even think is on the top five probably of, you know, pull in Chicago. So
hey, Brett,
that's my answer there.
Cubs fan, Brett?
I am. I'm Cubs and Sox fan. I mean, I know Anderson. He just doesn't have widespread appeal or his name isn't well known amongst everybody. He's just like a legion of Sox fans and that's it.
Yeah, that's incorrect, but
thanks,
we appreciate
Brett.
It. Yeah,
appreciate it.
It's completely incorrect, and the reason why is because the dude, you can let the call go. The thing is that he's a guy that's hashtag changed the game. He's one of the faces not just of Chicago but of the sport now because of his swag factor, because he was the American League hit king. Did that not happen?
It did.
Okay.
But
So no one knows who he is?
I'm not going to co-sign that people don't know who he is on both sides of town, but he's not in the top three for me. He's not.
Hmm. Or maybe you just don't want him at Chicago Cut next to your table. So maybe that
I love Tim Anderson.
I don't.
I have a very good relationship with him.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. Very good relationship.
Doesn't sound
with him.
Like it, Cap.
Yeah. I like him a lot.
But you don't want him next to you at the table, though.
I want to have dinner with him. But I think he'd be fun to talk to.
He should be in the
question,
three.
Hoodie, isn't who do you want to sit next to?
It's who's getting the table.
I don't think Cap wants him there.
Well, I agree with that, but
I love Tim Anderson.
I don't think he wants him there.
I'm a big fan of his, but
bright personality.
I think
to have the table.
I had Chris Bryant because he was off to this great start, second in the National League and OPS, all of it, and then he got sick last night. I probably should have put Rizzo there.
It's a hard question.
It's a very. That's why we're asking it.
Yeah.
So 312-332-3776. One Chicago Eddie. Not your favorite athlete. Not the guy you think's the best player. Who gets the table? Like, who walks in, puffs his chest out, and goes, that's my table?
Candace Parker.
Patrick Kane. 312-332-3776. Your calls. We'll get Jesse's thoughts on it. It's all coming up in 2 minutes. Take that.